All set for baseball here at Mon County Ballpark between the visiting Trenton Thunder and your West Virginia Black Bears. To take a look at the Black Bears defensive alignment, Jeremy Cook on the hill with Hunter May as his battery mate. The infield from left to right here for the Black Bears, Garrick Anglin at the hot corner at third base. Blaze Brothers in the hole at short. Xavier Pinales over at second base and Ryan Hernandez at first. Your outfield from left to right, Ben Greer, Caden Trankel, Sam Crail as the first three. Jeremy Cook will have to deal with here in the top half of the first inning include Michael Curiali, Mason Hammonds, and Caleb McNeely. Cook going through his warm-ups, final warm-ups that is, with Hunter May. Mention our umpire crew here tonight, Chris Wirt calling balls and strikes, Jason Smith over at first base, and Mike Gerber over at third.
Jeremy Cook toeing the rubber. Expecting more of the same from Cook. He's been good recently in a number of roles. 5 games this season as a 3.75 over 12 innings. 5 walks to 10 strikeouts. Key as usual for these West Virginia pitchers are to pound the zone. Let them hit it. The defense will do the work behind you. Don't walk people. Number one pet peeve of managers everywhere.
Absolutely, and Black Bears will be looking to limit those walks, as we mentioned, just because of the fact that you put yourself in a lot of danger when you concede quite a few walks. And when you're in a tight standings race like you are now here in the draft league with a manager who is as committed to winning as Jed Jerko is, you can't afford to give anybody a free pass. If somebody's going to get on base against you, make them earn it.
So I will give Trenton this about their uniforms. Their helmets are black, and I think the unis look good when the top is black, not navy blue.
Absolutely. Michael Curiali standing in, product of UCLA, Capistrano Valley, California. First pitch here from Jeremy Cook, lined right at Garrick Anglin. One pitch, one out for the Black Bears.
That was absolutely smoked. Look what I found. Garrick Anglin, right place, right time, right in the glove, one down.
Prior to that at bat, Curiali hitting 364, and now it brings up Mason Hammonds hitting 305. Hammonds out of Lindale, Texas, and Bossier Parish Community College.
Anglin was playing basically on the grass there, too. That thing was, I don't know how he caught that.
First pitch strike there from Jeremy Cook on the outer half of the zone. Mason Hammonds committed to Tarleton for the fall semester, and a 0-1 pitch hit down the right field line. It's going to ricochet off of the fence, and Sam Crail completely misreading it as Hammonds is chugging for a third. He's going to be in there safely with a one-out triple.
Yeah, it looked like it was just going to head right down the line, but it kicked off the fence down that line, and Crail completely misreading that and then slipping before he could go get to the ball, so what would have probably been a double turns into a triple.
Now it'll bring up Caleb McNeely, 235 hitter here in the draft league with the Trenton Thunder out of Walter State Community College, hometown of Versailles, Kentucky. Black Bears infield back would concede a run on the ground ball. First pitch from Cook, a changeup missing up and away, ball one.
We'll see if he kind of tightropes around McNeely here to set up a double play possibly. Of course, a pop-up or a strikeout works as well. Doesn't concede the run.
1-0 pitch from Cook, a fastball that's fouled to the netting. Count even, 1-1. Caleb McNeely named the TCCAA Baseball Player of the Year this past semester, and as a result of that and his strong season at Walter State, has found himself a spot on Randy Mazey's roster next season right here at WVU. 1-1 changeup gets away there from May. It's not even going to fire towards home as it was waved at and missed by McNeely. So the count goes to a ball and two strikes. But the pitch that got away from May allows Hammonds to score and Trenton strike first.
Yeah, just got away there. We'll see what it's rolled. It looks like it was spiked. So I'm going to guess a wild pitch, but either way, it's 1-0 Trenton.
And now the Black Bears having to work from behind once again here. His runner scoring allows Cook to go back to the windup. The 1-2 pitch waved at and missed. The foul tip into the glove of Hunter May. So Jeremy Cook recording his first strikeout of the inning and the second out here for West Virginia on the top of the first.
Yeah, another nice pitch and a good block there by May behind the plate. Tags the runner, two gone.
Now it brings up Tate Ballestero standing in out of St. John's University. Native of Morristown, New Jersey. First pitch to him, and he flares it out into right center field. Crail on his horse, sprinting in, makes the grab for out number three. So the one-out triple of Mason Hammonds comes around to score, and that's all the Thunder can muster in the top half of the first. We head to the home half of the inning. The Thunder 1, the Black Bears 0. Back here for the bottom of the first as we take a look at the Trent Thunder defensive alignment on the mound. Christian Capuano working with his battery mate here tonight. John Cristino, the infield from left to right for Trenton. Johnny Weaver over at third. Caleb McNeely at short. Mason Hammonds at second. Christian Hall over at first base. And the outfield from left to right, Tate Ballestero, Ryan McCarthy, and Michael Curiali. As Capuano will have to face Sam Crail, Blaze Brothers, Ryan Hernandez, the minimum here in the bottom half of the first. Black Bears certainly hoping that more than those three can come to the plate.
Capuano, we mentioned, in the open, only an inning and a third of work, so it's a little bit of a mystery what to expect with him today. Hopefully the Black Bears can jump all over.
Now Sam Crail will stand in, the right fielder here for West Virginia. 284 hitter so far in the first half of the season out of Sheridan, Indiana. Spent last season at St. Leo University. First pitch, fastball there from Capuano. Catches the outer half of the zone for strike one. Majority of the Thunder infield drawn back. Both middle infielders on the outfield grass as Crail fouls the 0-1 pitch off into the rafters. Straight down. Now quickly behind, no balls and two strikes.
0-2, time to protect for Crail, no stranger. Those two strike counts, though. Very good at slapping that ball the other way.
0-2 pitch, fastball missing outside. Crail working his way back into the count against Capuano. Thunder defense playing Crail pretty much straight up. 1-2 pitch, that runs in, almost clips Crail. Capuano delivering the backdoor slider there, but we're even 2-2.
I don't know how he got out of the way. That thing was breaking in on him hard. Almost jumped to get out of the way.
Capuano nodding in approval of the sign, then delivers 2-2. Fastball missing outside, and Crail able to draw the count full after quickly falling behind 0-2.
I would say great work by Crail, but he really hasn't had to lay off any tough pitches as the outside, inside, outside.
Payoff pitch to Crail, waves and misses for strike three. Another fastball in the outer half of the plate. First punch out of the day for Christian Capuano.
Shortstop, number 16, Blaze Brothers.
Well, with nobody on and one out here in the bottom of the first, it'll bring up Blaze Brothers, as we pointed out in the pregame show. Certainly a threat in all aspects, hitting .326 so far here for the Black Bears. 18 stolen bases. Mentioned that it was second in the draft league. First pitch there, missing inside. Another fastball from Capuano. fall in no strikes to Brothers.
He's not a guy you want to fall behind. He can do damage at any time.
Capuano working from the right side of the rubber. The 1-0, and that one's lofted in the air out to shallow left field. Ballestero in on it despite the sun, able to bring that one in for out number two.
Yeah, we've seen that sun wreak havoc out there before for both West Virginia and the opponents. Shielded his eyes at first, did Ballestero. Didn't see it either, but was able to come in and make the catch.
And now Ryan Hernandez will stand in. No base runners, two outs here in the bottom of the first. Trenton ahead 1-0.
Hernandez slapped a couple of home runs at Mahoning this past series.
Capuano from the windup. First pitch curveball missing inside. A ball and no strikes.
He went the other way as well in that series to right center field.
Gotta love a good oppo taco from Ryan Hernandez. 1-0 fastball able to catch the outer half of the zone. Drew a little bit of a groan from the Black Bears crowd, but we're even a ball and a strike.
I agree with the crowd here. That looked to be a little bit outside, but nothing you can do about it now.
1-1 to Hernandez, and he flares that one over the head of a jumping Caleb McNeely into left center field. Ryan Hernandez strikes first here and gets West Virginia in the hit column with a two-out single.
I thought that ball was hit a lot harder than it actually was. I didn't think that the shortstop McNeely had any shot at getting it at all. He was pretty close on that jump.
Caleb McNeely showing off the hops and trying to rob Hernandez of a hit, but unable to do so, and Hunter May will stand in. Capuano going to the stretch for the first time. First pitch from May taken out to right field. It's going to be a long run, and it's going to drop inside the line. May chugging for second. Throw comes in, and May able to reach safely with the slide. It's a two-out double for May, and Hernandez stands 90 feet away from tying the game.
A little excuse me flare to right. Hernandez was able to take off on contact with there being two outs. Fell into no man's land by the line. A really nice play by Hammonds to get the ball in. I thought May was out initially at second. He beats the throw but comes off the base. He must have held it with that left hand.
So now Garrick Anglin, Black Bears third baseman, looking to potentially tie this game up at one. First pitch runs in and hits him. And that drew quite a loud groan from the crowd, recognizing that that one was going to hurt if you're Garrick Anglin. He takes first base, and now they're loaded for Caden Trinkle.
It was up and in. Looked like top of the shoulder. It was pretty close to the head area there. That's why such a big response from the crowd. Trinkle coming up now.
286 hitter out of Oklahoma State is Caden Trinkle. 28th round pick of the White Sox back in 2019. First pitch from Capuano. Fastball over the heart of the plate, taken for strike one.
Trinkle has become accustomed to hitting in all parts of the lineup, was leading off in Mahoning, but when Crail plays, he's usually down in this six hole, so not an unfamiliar place.
0-1 from Capuano, fouled to the netting of the backstop, as John Cristino asks for a new baseball, and Trinkle now behind, no balls and two strikes.
Once again, got to protect the Oklahoma State Cowboy. Knows how to get the job done and see if he can do it here.
0-2 pitch, fouled off, heading towards section 102.
Oh, nice catch down there by the fan.
Absolutely looked like the Franco Harris catch with the immaculate reception down to the shoestrings.
Very impressive stuff. We got athletes all over the place.
0-2 from Capuano, missing outside with the fastball, 1-2 to Trinkle. Trinkle's favorite athletes, Mike Trout, Cody Bellinger, could certainly use a Mike Trout-style hit here as he waves and misses at the 1-2 slider. And Thunder survived the scare as it's two punch-outs in the inning there for Christian Capuano. We head to the second, Trenton 1, West Virginia 0. top of the second here from Moyen County Ballpark as Jeremy Cook will face 5, 6, and 7, the minimum here in the Trenton lineup. John Cristino followed by Johnny Weaver and Ryan McCarthy.
And, of course, at this time of year and the situation we're in, we're scoreboard watching already. Williamsport has an early 1-0 lead on Frederick in the bottom of the first.
Cristino hitting .292 so far here with the Thunder. Standing in out of Rowan College. First pitch he sees from Cook. Fastball, it's popped up, carrying a long way out into right field. Crail with the beat on it, able to bring it in after taking a few steps to his right for out number one.
Cook only threw 8 pitches in that first inning. He did give up the run. I mean, other than that, it was a solid inning, and the triple itself was kind of not softly hit, but it wasn't a liner like we saw the first out, so just a bit unfortunate for Cook giving up that run thus far.
Johnny Weaver standing in, nobody on, one out here in the top of the second. First pitch he sees from Cook, fastball atop the zone for strike one, Cook dropping it in at the letters at 89. Cook working from the left side of the rubber, comes set, delivers, 0-1 changeup, making Weaver look silly, and now Weaver behind, no balls and 2 strikes.
Keeping that pitch count down today is all the more important. Jed Jerko said he's in it to win it. He wants to win, so we'll see.
0-2 pitch popped up out into shallow left field. Greer running in, calling off brothers, able to make the grab for out number two.
And to finish that thought, the pitch count thing, I mentioned in the pregame, some of the West Virginia pitchers are done for the year, shut down for the first half, and have left the team. So some elite arms or relied upon arms in the back of the bullpen are gone. So keeping that pitch count down, maybe he can go a little longer.
Cook working against Ryan McCarthy. First pitch curveball there on the outer half of the plate. Ruled to have gone around by home plate umpire Chris Wirt for strike one. McCarthy hitting .259 so far as a member of the Trenton Thunder. 0-1 fastball missing just below the knees. 91 on the gun there from Jeremy Cook as we're even a ball and a strike.
Cook working fast and efficient.
1-1 from Cook, waved at and missed. Another fastball there that McCarthy can't get a piece of, and now behind, a ball and 2 strikes. Ryan McCarthy out of Cumming, Georgia, with Cook working from the windup. The 1-2 waves and misses there at a curveball from Jeremy Cook on the outer half of the zone. So a very quick inning again from Jeremy Cook.
8 pitches.
As we're through 1.5. Still Trenton 1, West Virginia 0 right here on the Black Bears Radio Network. Bottom of the second, 7-8-9 coming to the plate here for West Virginia. Dante Stewart, Ben Greer, Xavier Pinales looking to pick up right where 1-6 left off against Christian Capuano.
Yeah, the Black Bears leaving the bases loaded in the first, but Stewart hitting the 7-hole, .297, so no slouch.
First pitch to Stewart, flares out into right field, and sliding grab there made by Michael Curiali for out number one to rob Stewart of a hit.
Yeah, I thought that was going to get down for a hot second there, but just hung up in the air and a nice grab into a slide by the right fielder.
They'll bring up Ben Greer, 192 hitter so far here for the Black Bears. First pitch, fastball up and away to Greer. Ball and no strikes. Greer transferring to San Jacinto North from Baylor University. 1-0 pitch, and he takes it the opposite way, down the line and left. Long run for Ballestero, but it drops in foul territory and over the fence. So a long strike one there for Ben Greer.
We've seen a bunch of guys go in and out of San Jacinto all over the draft league. Seems like there's at least one or two on every team that have either been there at some point or are going there.
San Jacinto certainly an elite JUCO school in college baseball, along with Wabash Valley. Two of the best at the JUCO level, producing a lot of athletes. 1-1 from Capuano. Curveball that didn't catch the outer half of the zone. 2-1 now to Greer. Working from the windup, 2-1 from Capuano. Fastball able to catch the zone in knee height. And we're back even 2-2. Capuano working rather quickly here. 2-2 to Greer. Another fastball that Christino tried to frame on the outer half of the zone, but Chris Wirt behind the plate didn't like the pitch location, and the count runs full. Payoff pitch to Greer. Misses down and away. It's a one-out walk for Ben Greer as Capuano went back to the fastball and couldn't get it to hit the zone.
Yeah, going back to the 2-2 pitch that made it 3-2, you mentioned Christina trying to frame it. It was in the other batter's box. I don't know why he's trying to frame that pitch of all.
I mean, you gotta do something if you're John Christino.
It's a walk either way.
Xavier Pinale standing in the 9-hole, 273 hitter out of Gonzaga. Capuano back to the stretch. First pitch to Pinales. Fastball missing outside. Ball and no strikes.
See, that one was close enough to try and frame as Christino did back there. No call, though, for Trenton.
Pinales out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Pinales will pop the 1-0 pitch backing out of play over the awning. Count evens 1-1.
We've seen how aggressive Jed Jerko and Jimmy Galuski have been. I'm expecting Ben Greer to take off on either this pitch or the next one.
Mentioned that Greer getting his lead off of first. Capuano comes set at the belt, delivers fastball outside. Pinales back ahead in the count, 2-1.
My opinion, 2-1 is the best count to run on if you're a runner. See if I can call one.
Capuano now getting the sign from Christino. Delivers a pitch, fastball well above the zone. 3-1 now to Pinales.
So, you know, 3-1, they say, is the best count to run on, Drew.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
There he goes.
3-1 pitch, well above the zone and outside as it's back-to-back walks conceded by Christian Capuano to put runners at first and second, and the lineup will turn over to bring up Sam Crail.
That's what you love about Pinales in the 9-hole. We mentioned before, previous series, he's basically a second leadoff hitter. He just gets on base, whether that's getting hit, walking, putting one into the field of play. He's hitting 273. He's able to walk, turn the lineup over. You've got Crail and Brothers now with one out. Two guys hitting north of 280 for Crail and north of 320 for Brothers.
First pitch to Crail. He fouls it back to the netting. Looked like a slider there from Capuano. Crail coming into today with 17 RBIs as a member of the Black Bears. A prime opportunity here to make it 18 with Ben Greer down at second. Capuano, the 0-1. Looping curveball well outside, down to just 70 on the radar gun. So we're even a ball and a strike.
Don't see that often. Really always 72, 73 is usually the lowest you're going to see, but if it's working.
Especially from a college arm, of course we deal with some high school arms here in the draft league. 1-1 pitch, a fastball again, missing up and away, and Crail now ahead 2-1.
Crail into the driver's seat. I don't expect the runners to take off here, but you never know. Double steal could be called upon. Good speed on the base pads.
Crail standing in the 2-1 pitch. Slider able to catch the outer half of the zone that time, and we're back even 2-2.
Interesting to see what they come with here. I challenged Sam Krill with the fastball. He struck out his first time. I run this up and in, but still close enough to the strike zone.
2-2 from Capuano. Swung on and missed, and home plate umpire Chris Wirt going to signal the out call there for Sam Krail. Both runners advancing on the wild pitch.
Yeah, so they went with the off-speed stuff in the dirt. They get Krail, who tries to run down to first, but obviously with the base being occupied at the time of the pitch, he's unable to. Both runners move up, so we're looking for a clutch hit from Blaze Brothers.
Mentioned in the pregame show, Blaze Brothers was the man to watch here for the Black Bears, and prime opportunity with two runners in scoring position, two outs in the bottom of the second. First pitch curveball from Capuano, missing inside, a ball and no strikes to Brothers.
And even though you have Ryan Hernandez as Brothers' protection here, I would not be surprised if Brothers did not see a thing to hit.
Capuano getting the sign that he likes from Cristino. 1-0 pitch, fastball above the letters. Brothers gets one step further ahead in the count, two balls and no strikes.
And there's no question that Brothers is going to have the green light throughout this at-bat, as we've seen West Virginia not only be aggressive on the base pass, but be aggressive at the plate as well, swinging away.
Brothers standing in, 2-1, 2-out. The 2-0 pitch waves and misses at a fastball in the outer half of the zone.
That was a pretty good pitch to hit, just geared up and was a little late on it. See if he can make an adjustment.
Brothers stepping out of the box and now making his way back in, just trying to reset himself. Capuano comes set at the belt and delivers. 2-1 curveball missing down and away, and now Brothers really in the driver's seat at 3-1.
Really good hold by Blaze there. Tough pitch to lay off. Started in the zone, was in the zone for most of its life, and then just died at the end.
Three balls and a strike here to Brothers. Center fielder McCarthy shaded slightly to the right as Brothers takes a 3-1 fastball at the knees for strike two.
Took half a step towards first base there before home plate umpire Chris Wirt called that a strike. Full now, two outs.
Brothers back into the box. Greer at third, Pinales at second. Payoff pitch to Brothers, waves and misses at the fastball. Foul tip into the glove of John Cristino for the final out. So once again, Christian Capuano working his way through some trouble as we reach the end of two here in this one. Trenton 1, West Virginia 0.
WVU Medicine Primary Care Provider is your first point of contact for improved well-being. WVU Medicine's primary care providers deliver top-quality care close to home for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. They specialize in diagnosing, treating, and preventing a wide variety of conditions, and, if needed, can refer you to a WVU Medicine specialist for more advanced care. Visit wvumedicine.org/primary care.
Pepper Hank, tonight's pepperoni roll race winner. Still trailing Double Stuff Dave and Pepperoni and Cheese Patty. Hot Pepper Hank, win number 4 on the season. Dave with 6, Patty with 5, as Jeremy Cook will take the mound for inning number 3, working against 8-9-1 here for the Trenton Thunder. Christian Hall followed by Nate Ochoa, and then the lineup turning over with Michael Curiali. First pitch swung on and hit out into the air to left. Greer having to turn around, trying to make the over-the-shoulder grab. He can't do so. It'll go down as a leadoff double there for Christian Hall.
definitely lost that ball in the sun. The infielder, usual infielder playing left field tonight, almost made an insane basket catch over his shoulder. It goes off his glove and drops, though. We'll see what they scored officially. I'm going to guess an error, and they do.
Thought they may have given Greer the benefit of the doubt there, but nonetheless, it's an error as it stands now. Nate Ochoa standing in, DH for the Trenton Thunder. Cook keeping an eye on Hall. First pitch there, change up missing down and in. Ball one to Ochoa.
It's not like that ball was hit shallow either. It was given a ride. He ended up on the warning track when it hit his glove. So
Ochoa out of Burlington, Ontario. 1-0 pitch, fastball waved at and missed as we're even 1-1. Nate Ochoa committed to the University of Alabama for the fall semester. Future member of the Crimson Tide in the SEC. Cook working from the left side of the rubber. Quick look down to second, then delivers the 1-1. It's a fastball down and in, 2-1 to Ochoa.
Maybe a cross up here as Hunter May calls time. We'll go talk to his pitcher.
Have to imagine that that was what the issue was there between Cook and May.
Obviously no pitch calm here in the MLB Draft League yet. Only at the Major League level and maybe AAA.
You don't have to worry about mound visit limits either here in the Draft League. Cook working from the stretch. And now he's going to step off and see Christian Hall back to second base. Just keeping an eye on the speedy Hall.
Nobody even covered the base there. Hall scampered back.
Cook coming set once again. 2-1 fastball fouled off over the awning beyond section 107. Count even 2-2.
And getting Ochoa here would be a really big out as runner on second and zero gone after the error in left. Get him all that closer.
2-2 to Ochoa, waves and misses. Change up there for Jeremy Cook. His third punch out of the day and a big first out, as you mentioned there, for the Black Bears.
And that was his longest at bat of the day, and it was only five pitches, eight in the first, eight in the second, working very efficiently and just had some bad luck.
Lineup will turn over. Michael Curiali standing in out of UCLA. First pitch fastball there from Cook, missing outside at 90. Curiali, 2022 All Pac-12 tournament team honoree. Cook keeping an eye on Hall at second. 1-0 well outside there. Change up from Cook.
Way outside, and once again, I wouldn't be surprised if he works around Curiali here. He's hitting .348 in this draft league season.
Curiali taken in the 31st round of 2019 draft by the Colorado Rockies. As Cook comes set at the belt, kicks and delivers. 2-0 fastball taken there for strike one on the outer half of the zone.
And the batter, Curiali, does not agree with that call. And I don't think I do either. It looked a little bit outside, but we'll take the strike.
Hunter May potentially buying his pitcher a call there. 2-1 from Cook, and Curiali fouls it to the netting of the backstop. And just like that, we're even 2-2.
Good work by Cook to battle back so far. See if he can punch him out here and leave that runner at second with two outs on the board instead of one.
For the first time all night, Jeremy Cook will be having a double-digit pitch count in an inning. So this is set to be pitch number 10 of the top half of the third. 2-2 to Curiali. Fastball, Hunter May trying to buy it again as Cook ramped it up to 92, but he missed outside and the count runs full.
We'll see if they go right after him or continue to nibble here. I know I would personally not give him anything good to hit with first base open.
Cook getting his sign from May, delivers the payoff pitch. That one's driven out into right center field. Crail over to make the grab, and manager for the Trenton Thunder, Jeff Manto, going to hold Christian Hall over at third base. So it sets up runners at the corners with one out here for Mason Hammonds.
That's an interesting hold over at third, as that ball was pretty clearly going to drop. I'm not sure if it was just a bad break by the runner Hall at second or what, but it's putting a lot of faith in your two and three hitters here.
Mason Hammonds standing in, delivered the first hit of the game for the Trenton Thunder back in the first inning with the one-out triple, came around to score on a pass ball by Hunter May. Cook getting set here, delivers first pitch fastball taken for strike one on the inner half of the zone.
Something that Cook's done all night, for the most part, outside of these last two hitters, is getting ahead early in some cases, three times. That's been a first pitch swing and out for the Thunder tonight.
0-1 pitch to Hammonds, grounds that one to second. Pinales able to field it rather bobbling, and nobody will be recorded out there as Christian Hall comes around to score. Another defensive miscue for the Black Bears, and Trenton strikes again. They lead 2-0.
Yeah, that's a tough play. You're expected to get the out at first. I think the run scores either way, but he's still going to be hit with the E4s. He should have got at least one there.
Of course, with Christian Hall reaching on the error, that run going down is unearned against Jeremy Cook. First pitch here to McNeely, taken for strike one. Throw down to second, rather third, and Garrick Anglin just late applying the tag there on Curry Alley, who's in with the stolen base.
Kind of snuck in there to Curry Alley, and I don't really think Anglin saw him till the last second. A late break. Good throw by May, just a little high. Not much he could have done there.
So again, it sets up runners at the corners with one out for the Trenton Thunder. Out in front looking for more. 0-1 pitch from Cook. Change up that misses outside. 2-0 now to McNeely.
Down ground ball to the middle infield would be real nice here for Cook.
Black Bears looking to limit the damage. 1-1 waves and misses there at the fastball does McNeely as Cook just simply blew it by him for strike two.
We've talked about in the past how the starting pitchers, if they get in trouble early, they'll limit the opponent so the offense can come back. We're in another situation of that right here.
1-2 to McNeely. Ball inside, in and out of the glove of May, but quickly able to scamper over and bring that one in as the count levels 2-2.
Big pitch coming here. You don't want this count to work full, but you don't want to give in and give McNeely something to hit. Looking for something possibly lower in the zone.
Cook coming set, delivers the 2-2. Pitch down and in. Another changeup there from the Black Bears southpaw. Count runs full on McNeely.
Not really sure where you go here. I don't think you can really walk him in this situation, so I'm expecting a challenge pitch.
Cook, long pause. Payoff pitch. Chops that one to short. Fielded by Brothers. He'll throw over to first for the second out, but not before. The run comes in from third. Curry Alley able to cross the plate safely. Trenton tacks on one more, and they lead 3-0.
Yeah, the stolen base coming in key there for the Thunder as he scores on that. Also taking off from first on the play was Manson, so he takes the double play out of it, which it would have been a pretty routine 6-4-3 double play if he didn't take off from first, so 3-0.
Heads up base running there for Mason Hammonds is Tate Ballestero standing in. Ballestero spent last year at the ACC School of University of Virginia. First pitch well below the knees there to Ballestero.
Nobody warming up in the West Virginia bullpen yet, thanks to the two low pitch count innings to start this game. Running up here in this inning, though.
Ball and no strikes to Ballestero. Lines this pitch, the fastball, out into center field, but Trenko able to get a beat on it and bring it in for the final out. So Jeremy Cook able to minimize the damage, but not before Trenton tacks on two more over the course of two errors and a base hit. We head to the bottom half of the third. It's Thunder 3 and the Black Bears 0. bottom half of the third. Heart of the order coming to the plate for the Black Bears. Ryan Hernandez, Hunter May, Garrett Anglin looking to reciprocate what they did in the bottom half of the first when all three of them reached and loaded the bases against Christian Capuano. Hernandez started the inning with a single out of the University of Houston. First pitch waving and missing at a curveball there from Capuano for strike one. Defensively, Thunder playing Hernandez pretty much straight up. McCarthy shaded slightly to his right as the 0-1 pitch misses down and away. And we're back even 1-1.
It's not like the Black Bears have had trouble reaching base. They just have had trouble driving in runs as they left the bases loaded in the first and runners on second and third in the second.
1-1 from Capuano. Thought about an appeal there was John Cristino, but instead will oblige to the call of Chris Wirt behind the plate. Two balls and a strike to Hernandez. Now the 2-1 fastball missing inside. 3-1 on the Black Bears first baseman.
I'm looking for Hernandez to come completely unglued on this swing and try to cut into the 3-0 Trenton lead.
3-1. Fastball tried to frame it, was Cristino, but not high enough, and so Ryan Hernandez draws the leadoff 5-pitch walk and will take the trot down to first base.
Good at bat by Hernandez after getting down 0-1, working 4 straight balls. Bringing up Hunter May, and we've seen his share of power here at Monongalia County Ballpark.
Hunter May, along with Ryan Hernandez and Blaze Brothers, a 3-way tie across the top of the Black Bears with 4 home runs each. First pitch fastball missing inside on May.
5 straight balls now from Capuano. I know how aggressive Jimmy Galuski and the Black Bears like to be, but I don't know if it's the best idea to swing here.
And May blisters this one in the air high out the left field. Ballesteros turning around, and that ball is gone. A 2-run shot for Hunter May, and in the blink of an eye, the Black Bears right back in this game. They trail by 1. It's Trenton 3, West Virginia 2.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the coach of the West Virginia Black Bears after I just said it's probably not the best idea to swing here. He gets a meatball right down the middle and deposits it over the high wall in left field. WVU Medicine Children's sign out there that's protecting the ticketing office. 3-2.
And just like that, a Black Bears right back in it. Garrick Anglin coming to the plate. Hunter May, his 5th home run of the season. First pitch to Anglin. Strike on the inner half of the zone. A fastball from Capuano. Get some activity stirring in the Trenton Thunder bullpen. 0-1 pitch to Anglin, and he pops that one up on the right side of the infield. Ooh. As pitcher in Capuano and Christian Hall collide into each other, but Hall able to make the grab for out number one.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. It just was the first baseman Hall coming in full steam. Capuano just kept going out, and Hall ran into the arms of the pitcher. Luckily, everybody okay there, but unfortunately for the Black Bears, that out was recorded.
So Caden Trinkle standing in now for the Black Bears. Nobody on, one out. 3-2, Trenton Thunder after the Hunter May home run. It's DJ Wilkinson getting loose for the Thunder in the left field bullpen.
Around the major leagues, Pirates up 3-0 after an inning and a half. Diego Castillo with an RBI single and Newman with an RBI double.
First pitch to Trinkle, fastball missing up and away for ball one. Capuano continuing to work quickly as Trinkle lines this one in the air out the center field. McCarthy took a few steps in and then had to backtrack but brings it in for out number two.
Unlucky there for Trinkle. He stung that ball to center field but right at McCarthy.
So Dante Stewart will stand in for the Black Bears looking to reignite the fire that Hernandez and May got going for the Black Bears. And cooled off a little bit by back-to-back outs from Anglin and Trinkle. First pitch to Stewart. Slider that misses down and in. Ball one.
So You don't have to worry about leaving runners on whenever Hunter May can just deposit one over the fence.
Absolutely. Capuano working from the right side. 1-0 fastball taken inside again by Stewart. 2-0 the count now.
Yeah, we saw two pitch at-bats to May, Englund, and Tranquil. Of course, May homering, but see if Stewart can work the count a little bit here.
2-0 to Stewart. Fastball again, missing outside. Quickly, three balls and no strikes to Dante Stewart.
Green light here, you have to imagine, as usual.
Absolutely. Black Bears designated hitter looking to swing away and does just that, popping it up down the right field line and carrying onto the berm. Still 3-1. Of course, you mentioned a few minutes ago, Mike, the Pirates ahead of the Marlins. Dante Stewart's cousin playing in that game, Jazz Chisholm, Marlins second baseman.
And you can see it in the way Stewart plays, too. He's got the same mannerisms and swagger as his cousin.
3-1 from Capuano, fastball. Letter high taken for strike two, and Dante Stewart, quick look to Chris Wirt as if he to say, really? But nonetheless, count runs full.
I thought that one was pretty clear cut.
Thought so too as well from up here, but Stewart didn't agree. 3-2, and now we'll line that one out into shallow right center field. That one's going to drop. Dante Stewart with a big turn around first, but the Black Bears in business once again with a two-out single courtesy of Dante Stewart.
Yeah, good at-bat there from Stewart after being ahead 3-0. It's 3-2, and he just soft-serves one into right center field. A nice piece of hitting.
Ben Greer coming to the plate. Looking to reach once again after getting on courtesy of a free pass last time up. Capuano coming set. Greer lining this one in the air out the left. Ballestero able to just stay right where he is and bring it in for the final out. So Capuano again limiting the damage, but not before Hunter May with his fifth home run to left center field on a two-run blast as we're through a third of this one. It's the Thunder 3 and the Black Bears 2.
Innovative treatment options for benign and malignant liver tumors. Our comprehensive team of experts creates an individualized treatment plan combining cutting-edge medical, radiation, and surgical therapies tailored to your needs. Our board-certified, fellowship-trained oncologists offer industry-leading minimally invasive techniques with smaller incisions, meaning less pain and a faster recovery. Visit wvumedicine.org/cancer.
Top of the fourth, Jeremy Cook looking to continue his success to this point despite conceding a pair of runs as John Christina will lead off for the Trenton Thunder. Second time Christina has came to the plate here in this contest against Jeremy Cook. Cook works from the left side of the rubber from the windup, delivers a first pitch changeup that Christino waves and misses at for strike one.
Continuing to get ahead of hitters is Cook. He threw 22 pitches last inning. That was more than the first two innings combined. He had 16 there, but pitching efficiently, no movement out in the bullpen yet.
0-1, Cook blows the fastball by Christino there for strike two. Again, this is what you want if you're Jeremy Cook after that long inning. In the third, come back quickly throwing strikes. 0-2 to Christino. Fastball running up and in as Christino jumps out of the way of it.
Mascot Cooper getting pictures with some fans right now down below us.
Always a treat to come to the ballpark and get your picture taken with Cooper. 1-2 from Cook. Comebacker up the middle for a base hit as Cook just tried to make sure he got out of the way of it, and John Christina reaches with a leadoff single.
Yeah, just hit it back where it came. It's a guaranteed hit every time they're not playing a shift, which you really don't see much of here in the MLB Draft League. Good piece of hitting.
Johnny Weaver standing in now. Runner on, nobody out. Second year in the draft league for Johnny Weaver. Spent last season as well with these same Trenton Thunder. Cook will step off of the rubber here, go through the signs once again. Weaver, a native of Phoenix, Arizona. First pitch changeup from Cook there, well above the zone. 1 of talented athletes from Phoenix, Arizona. Rockies first baseman C.J. Krohn, along with Diamondbacks legend Randy Johnson. 1-0 from Cook. Tried to frame the fastball on the outside half of the plate was Hunter May, but unable to do it. 2 balls and no strikes to Johnny Weaver. Cook coming set from the stretch, delivers. Able to catch the zone that time with the strike. Looked like fastball that he maybe took a little bit off of.
Take some off there and for control, location purposes.
Quick look down to first and then delivers. Ball chopped left side of the infield. Grabbed by Brothers. Tough play over at first. Not in time as Brothers kind of waited for the ball to come to him, and that could potentially have made the difference, as now it's first and second with nobody out for Ryan McCarthy.
Yeah, just kept kind of going into no man's land there. Anglin and Brothers weren't really sure who was going to take it, and by the time Brothers got it, it was too late, so it's going to go an infield single, and trouble for the Black Bears here. Need a good response after cutting the lead to 3-2.
Ryan McCarthy standing in, looking to add some insurance runs for the Thunder. Lefty on lefty matchup. First pitch strike there from Cook. Fastball inner half of the plate.
Good way to start out McCarthy here. You've got the bottom half of the order. McCarthy struck out his first time up, so definitely a guy that you could get here. Of course, a double play ball would be the best case scenario.
Cook keeping an eye on both runners and delivers the 0-1 pitch. That one's fouled to the netting of the backstop. And now McCarthy behind, no balls and 2 strikes. Jeremy Cook looking for a big first out here in the top of the fourth. After the Hunter May home run got the Black Bears within a run. 0-2 pitch, that one runs inside on the changeup. Ball and 2 strikes now to McCarthy.
I'm torn whether or not to bury this pitch or throw it a high fastball. I'm going to go with bury this pitch after the high changeup here, see if you can get a chase.
Pitch location and sequencing certainly important here. Cook delivering the 1-2. That's exactly what he did. A pitch down and away, a peel out to third base umpire Mike Gerber, signaling that McCarthy didn't go around and we're level 2-2.
I don't think he did either, but it's still one of the challenges of the draft league here that you only have 3 umpires. So down at around second base is the third base umpire Mike Gerber. So not the best angle of that, but I still think it was the right call.
Absolutely. Could tell McCarthy able to hold up just in time.
Middle in fastball. That's what you need right here.
2-2 from Cook. Foul tipped as McCarthy just got a piece of it. Home plate umpire Chris Wirt quickly signaling that it was, in fact, a foul ball.
It was the middle in fastball. Almost got him.
Very late swing from McCarthy, that's for sure. Thought maybe it was going to tie him up on the hands, but able to just get some wood to it.
It's very interesting. You could go anywhere from here with the previous pitch selection and location. We'll see where it goes.
Cook coming set. Delivering the 2-2. Fastball missing up and away, and the count will run full.
You could tell by the body language of Hunter May not where he wanted that ball at all. A little
head shake there. It looks like we've got some activity in the West Virginia bullpen. Somebody's starting to loosen.
In fact, we do. Appears to be Ryan Velazquez warming. Cook with a look down to second on Cristino. Payoff pitch to McCarthy, and he ropes it down the line, but foul into the berm on the first base side of the ballpark.
We're going to have pitch number 8 of this at-bat coming. You can't walk him. You have to keep coming after him here because a walk would mean bases loaded and nobody out. Got to keep this game at 3-2. Keep it in reach because we know what the offense can do and has done.
Got to give those guys a shot with the bat. Cook comes set. Payoff pitch to McCarthy. Called strike 3 at the knees, and McCarthy can't believe it as he takes the walk of shame back to the dugout, and a big first out for Jeremy Cook and the Black Bears.
Oh, it's a beautiful pitch from Cook. Just stuck it right at the knees as we get a look at the replay there. May have bought him that call, but it's too close to take with two strikes.
Christian Hall standing in. Lefty-on-lefty matchup again for Jeremy Cook. Christian Hall spent 2 years at University of Texas Martin before transferring to Alabama Birmingham. First pitch fastball there from Cook, missing down and away.
On the GameCast little pitch tracker thing, that eighth pitch, final pitch is well inside the strike zone. How accurate that is, I'm not sure, but definitely a strike on the pitch tracking.
As you mentioned, though, certainly too close to take if you're Ryan McCarthy. Ball and no strikes here to Christian Hall. Delivers. A fastball again, missing down and in.
Bunch of high stress pitches this inning as well. Laboring. Here is Jeremy Cook. In a perfect world, he gets out of this inning at 3-2 and goes into the locker room with not a bad day at all.
Coming set at the belt as he gets the sign from May. Delivers. Fastball inside. Part of the zone again. Two balls and a strike.
And we've seen in every inning thus far, but especially here when he's been down in the count needing a strike, he's been dotting the corners and outside, inside-outside corners and parts of the black there. Some good pitching.
2-1 to Hall, dribbled back towards the Thunder dugout as Thunder atop the railing had to duck out of the way of that. We're even 2-2.
I'm going with your off-speed pitch low and out of the zone here to the left-hander. Lefty on lefty, see if you can get something with movement towards the right-handed batter's box.
Absolutely, force the chase. Quick look down to second, the 2-2 from Cook. At once chopped down the first base line, but fouled off by Hall, and he appears to be in some discomfort as that one came off the end of his foot.
Yeah, it looks like it hit him right in that back foot, I believe. The front foot has both a shin guard and a foot guard, as we've seen becoming more common across baseball. You hook it in between the spikes on the middle of the foot. So not the front one. And the back one is not even supposed to be in play to get hit.
Count stays at 2-2 here. Trenton 3, West Virginia 2, with 2 on, 1 out here in the top of the fourth. Cook with a look down to Cristino at second. Now gives him a second. Then delivers. Fastball up and in. Full count now to Christian Hall.
Back-to-back full counts. More high-pressure pitching going on as Cook's going to get a new baseball. 8 pitches in the last at-bat. 7th one coming here to Hall.
Cook staring in to get the sign from May. Gets one that he likes. Set at the belt. The payoff pitch. Looping curveball. That's hit foul. Well out of play. Heading back towards section 101 and dropping onto the berm.
Going to do 3-2 once again. Of course, the perfect world. It's a ground ball that can be turned into two. But any out at this point, I think the laboring Cook will take.
Cook looking to retire Hall, working from the left side of the rubber. The 3-2. Chopped to second, fielded by Pinale. Slipped to Brothers for one. Relay throw across the diamond, and the Black Bears turn the double play to get out of the inning as Jeremy Cook is fired up, heading off and into the Black Bears dugout. 4-6-3 in the top half of the fourth. We head to the home half of the inning. It's Trenton 3, West Virginia 2. Back here for the bottom of the fourth after the Black Bears escaped some pressure in the top half of the inning with the 4-6-3 double play. And we're back here with 9-1-2 coming to the plate. Xavier Pinale, Sam Crail, Blaze Brothers. And they'll do so facing a new pitcher out of the Trenton Thunder bullpen. DJ Wilkinson standing in 6'5", 230 pounds out of Ocala, Florida. Senior out of Florida A&M looking to keep this one right where it is as he entered. Final line on Christian Capuano. Three innings pitched, concedes four hits, two runs, both of which were earned. Struck out four and walked three. Of course, the runs that he gave up were both courtesy of Hunter May.
Yeah, and another mystery here as we saw Capuano only had one and a third innings pitch coming into tonight. Wilkinson for the Thunder, only one inning. So another somewhat mystery here to us and the rest of the draft league. We'll see what the big right-hander will offer and how long he'll go. I'm guessing we might see multiple innings.
It appears to be a bullpen game here today for the Trenton Thunder as Christian Capuano along with DJ Wilkinson, you mentioned there, have not pitched a whole lot so far here in the MLB draft league. Just two and a third innings combined between the two entering today.
And to keep scoreboard watching, a completely irrelevant game to the Black Bears at the moment. State College in Mahoning Valley, the Spikes lead 1-0 in the fourth at home. And then Frederick has tied the game against Williamsport 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth. So right now, West Virginia needs to figure it out here on offense to get the lead back.
Xavier Pinales will lead off here for the Black Bears. Mentioned that he was out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, home of Hall of Famer Hank Aaron, along with basketball star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Wilkinson coming set, working from the windup. First pitch to Pinales. Fastball at 92, missing down and away. Ball and no strikes. Large frame for DJ Wilkinson, mentioned 6'5", 230 pounds, as Pinales takes it the opposite way, down the line and left. That one's going to drop inside the line and ricochet off the wall, fielded by Ballestero, but not before Xavier Pinales is into second base with a leadoff double.
It's Pinales being Pinales right there, getting the offense started, jump-starting the crowd and the team as he always brings that energy to everything he does here at Mon County Ballpark.
Lineup will turn over now for Sam Crail, looking to drive in the game-tying run in Pinale, standing at second base. working against the Florida A&M product in DJ Wilkinson. Florida A&M, his third school, started at Troy and then went to Pensacola State. Now at Florida A&M, first pitch fastball missing up and away. Crail 0-for-2 so far today, a pair of strikeouts. Certainly looking to, wanting to right those wrongs.
And two strikeouts, very uncharacteristic for Crail.
The 1-0 curveball there, tried to get it at the top of the zone was Wilkinson, but nowhere close to say the least. Then the count runs to 2-0.
Good hitter's count for a good hitter at the plate right now. Look for Crail to put one into the right center field gap here as a left-handed hitter.
Quick look down to Pinales at second, and then Wilkinson delivers. Pitch at 92, down in the dirt, three balls and no strikes to Sam Crail.
I've said it a bunch already, but very aggressive Argaluski, Jerko, and the Black Bears, so definitely expecting a green light from Crail. Whether he'll take it or not is a different thing, but see if he swings away.
Wilkinson coming set, working from the stretch, and Crail is in fact given the green light, swings up at a pitch late and fouls it off and out of play back beyond section 101.
And I like the fact that you have almost every roster position player on this team can hit the ball. So giving the green light and not letting those pitchers steal strikes to get their confidence up is just such an advantage.
Wilkinson comes set, delivers a 3-1, pitches down and in. Crail will toss the bat back and draws a 5-pitch walk to put runners at first and second with nobody out for Blaze Brothers.
So if you count the home run as a base runner, the Black Bears have had two or more on every inning, three in the first, two in the second, and if you count the home run, three in the third. So now they have two on here in the fourth with nobody out and Brothers coming up.
By my count, Crail makes the 10th base runner for West Virginia. First pitch curveball there from Wilkinson, dropping well below the zone. A lot of 12-6 action there from the towering right-hander.
Brothers is as professional as a hitter as we have here in the draft league. I would not be surprised if Jimmy Galuski puts the runners in motion on a double steal here, maybe a little hit-and-run action.
1-0 pitch to Brothers. He pops it up, carrying back towards the Black Bears dugout. Going back for it is Cristino, and it's going to drop down into section 107.
Nobody was able to make a play on that in the stands, really. As we had hit a seat and then popped back up, we had two people going for it, and then a hand from a fan reaching behind them couldn't grab it.
Brothers with runners at first and second. Only six times so far here in the draft league has Blaze Brothers come to the plate with runners at first and second, and it has not been pretty for product of Springdale, Arkansas. Looking to change that here as the pitch, another fastball missing down and away. Two balls and a strike.
And it's odd that you say that too, Drew, because it seems like every time that runners have been on and Brothers have been up, he's delivered.
Absolutely. Certainly a very shocking statistic. I pulled it up here quickly and had a little bit of a quick moment to pause and was like surprised. 2-1 fastball there, missing down below the knees. Now 3-1 to Brothers.
Brothers in the right-handed batter's box. I'm looking for him to get a pitch on the outer half that he can drive out to right center, maybe the Howard Hanna Metro sign area, and give the Black Bears a lead here. Definitely got to look for your pitch, though, 3-1.
Wilkinson coming set. Quick look down to second. Delivers. Pitch in the dirt. Another fastball. That'll load the bases with nobody out against DJ Wilkinson and Ryan Hernandez coming to the plate.
Well, this is not a guy you want up at the plate right now. If you're Trenton, bases loaded, nobody out. He's got a lot of pop. And I'm not even going to talk about the guy on deck who already has a homer in this game. He already has a multi-homer game that we were here for last week. Bad situation for the Thunder. Good situation for the Black Bears. Let's see if they can capitalize.
No pitching mound visits, surprisingly, from Thunder pitching coach Sean Chacone. Instead, he'll leave Wilkinson out there to battle through it himself. The bases juiced. First pitch to Hernandez. Looping curveball. fouled off, and you could tell right away Hernandez was looking to put that one in the Thunder bullpen.
Oh, man, was that a powerful swing by Hernandez. If that ball would have connected with that bat there on a possible a fastball or a hanging curveball, that thing would have been deposited past the Trenton bullpen.
Hernandez probably would be just finishing up his home run trot. Instead, it's no balls and a strike. Wilkinson coming set, delivering. Fastball down and away, even 1-1.
This is a guy that was tied for the team lead at Houston in home runs. He was up there in RBIs as well. I believe he was second in RBIs. He also hit well above 300. So professional hitter all the way around for Hernandez too.
Here's a good stat for you. Hernandez hitting 429 in 1-1 counts. Pitch home from Wilkinson. Fastball missing outside. Hernandez now ahead 2-1.
Where are you finding these stats, Drew?
MLB Draft League website, courtesy of PBR. Shout out to them for putting these stats together for us.
I didn't know they went that in depth. It's pretty nice.
Neither did I until about a week ago.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Wilkinson coming set. 2-1 hanging curveball taken for strike two.
Hernandez was clearly fooled by that pitch, as would kind of be expected, but if he was able to adjust, he could have absolutely unloaded on that ball that dropped in right down the middle.
Absolutely. That one was a pitch Hernandez probably would like to have back. Wilkinson nods in approval of the sign. 2-2. Hernandez splices this one out into right center field. Curasali making the catch. Runners will tag. And Black Bears will tie it up at 3 as Xavier Pinales crosses the plate. Crail advances to third. One out for West Virginia, but tying run comes across the plate nonetheless.
Yeah, it's a productive at-bat. It scores the run. It moves the runner from second to third with one out. So, of course, Hernandez would have loved a hit there to take the lead, but that works as well. We're tied and still threatening.
Whether it was Michael Curiali out there in right field who made the grab. And now Wilkinson having to work against Hunter May.
Good luck.
Wilkinson coming set. First pitch. Curveball atop the zone. Brothers down into second with a stolen base. And Sam Crail with the delayed steal. And just like that, the Black Bears take the lead. It's 4-3.
It's a little league steal play. That's going to be Crail's second or third steal of home this year, as it will technically go down as the catcher, Cristino, throws down. And Blaze Brothers has his team-leading 19th bag. We talked about it in the open. 22 is the league leader right now. So catching up there as well. It's 4-3 Black Bears.
Wilkinson keeping an eye on Brothers at second now as he drops an 0-1 curveball in on the outer half of the plate for strike two.
And once again, I talked about it before, the Black Bears, all that Cook needed to do was keep him in it and limit the damage he does, and they got the lead here in the fourth.
Brothers down at second, the 0-2 pitch, that one down in the dirt. Another off-speed from Wilkinson. May staying alive.
May doing a good job to battle here. Has a runner in scoring position. Seems to hit the ball hard every time he's at the plate, so if he can make contact here, Brothers might be able to score.
Wilkinson continuing to labor from the stretch. 1-2, check swing from May on a pitch down and away, but held up in plenty of time, and we're back even 2-2.
Yeah, no real question there. He started to go, very good hold as Cristino, the catcher, giving his pitcher, Wilkinson, some encouragement.
May still standing in. One on, one out, 2-2 count. Fastball down and away. Count running full on Hunter May.
Real good work by May here. It was 0-2, was battled, fouled off a pitch. Keep the count, keep this at bat alive, excuse me.
Brothers with his lead off a second. Payoff pitch to May, waves and misses there. Half-hearted swing from May, and ended up finishing with just a hand on the bat as DJ Wilkinson records an ever-important second out.
Yeah, May knew it as soon as he started swinging, which was why you saw the one-handed swing there. Just a really nice pitch by Wilkinson. It'll be up to Garrett Anglin to get Brothers in from second here.
Garrett Anglin, 0-for-1 today, was hit by a pitch back in the first. Looping curveball from Wilkinson, able to catch the zone for strike one. Surprisingly, it's been the curveball from DJ Wilkinson that has really gotten him a lot of strikes.
Yeah, struggled with location a little bit there, walking a couple batters this inning. So the fastball obviously doesn't have his best tonight, but curveball helping him out.
0-1 pitch to Anglin in the dirt. Brothers taking off for third, and he'll be in safely. Overslid the bag. Luckily, John Christino didn't even bother throwing down, and now it's 20th swiped bag for Blaze Brothers.
I don't know if it's going to go as a steal or a wild pitch there, Drew. We'll hope for Blaze's sake it's a steal, but a good job by Anglin, some gamesmanship. He did not move. That ball died like between his legs, so it was really hard for Christino to get to the ball.
Absolutely, and Anglin has a right to the batter's box as the 1-1 check swing ruled to have gone around by Chris Wirt for strike two.
Yeah, probably the right call there. Anglin not able to hold up in time. We'll see what the official score gives Brothers here. I have it as a wild pitch. We'll see, though.
1-2 count to Anglin. Fouls it off back towards the Black Bears dugout, and Anglin stays alive. Garrett Anglin looking to give the Black Bears a second run here, rather third run in the inning. Wilkinson comes set. Long pause on the rubber and delivers. Pitch down and away, 2-2 to Anglin.
Really nice pick there behind the plate, saving a run.
John Christino doing what he can to keep it a one-run deficit now for the Trenton Thunder.
Pitch 30 of the inning.
2-2 from Wilkinson, fastball. Christino tried to frame it, but just a bit too far outside. Count runs full on Anglin.
It's another one of those in the opposite batter's box he's tried to frame.
John Christino trying to buy his pitcher a strike whenever he can, to say the least. Payoff pitch to Anglin, waves and misses at the off-speed pitch there for the final out, but not before West Virginia strikes with two more. Xavier Pinales got it kick-started with a double, came around to score, and Sam Crail came home on the delayed steal. As we're through four here at Mon County Ballpark, it's West Virginia 4 and Trenton 3.
Total joint replacement is one of the most successful surgeries ever done, as long as it's done right. Think about it like the alignment on your car. If your alignment is off, your tires wear out faster. Robotic-assisted joint replacement surgery at WVU Medicine ensures that the implants are in the exact spot they should be. If you have a joint problem in West Virginia, there's no reason to go anywhere else but WVU Medicine. For more information, visit wvumedicine.org/joint.
Your attention, please. Now here's
Top half of the fifth coming your way next. It's a new pitcher out of the West Virginia bullpen. Ryan Velasquez giving way for Jeremy Cook, who went four strong innings, conceded four hits, three runs, none earned, surprisingly, four strikeouts and no walks allowed by Jeremy Cook. So solid day for the Black Bears left-hander. And now Ryan Velasquez will stand in to face Nate Ochoa before the lineup turns over.
Yeah, Velasquez out of Puerto Rico, the senior from Washington. He's had a pretty decent year for the Black Bears thus far.
Ochoa standing in to face Velasquez for the first time. First pitch fastball taken for strike one on the outer half of the zone. 92 out of the hands there of the Black Bears righty.
I'm not surprised that no runs were charged to Cook there, as we had the error in a while. Well, I'm surprised the first one was not, but we had the error in the third inning that led to a couple. So surprised that none, but only one should have.
0-1 changeup from Velasquez, missing down and away, even 1-1. And that was my thought process as well, was that it should have been one earned run against Cook. But, hey, Jeremy Cook certainly will take it to help his stat line.
And he pitched well tonight, too, so he deserves that.
1-1 to Ochoa, popped up carrying out a play back towards the standing room section only of the concourse, and now it'll take a hop out of the ballpark.
We also talked how it didn't want to walk, guys. Zero walks, zero hit batters for Cook. Make the hit them beat you.
Absolutely. Ochoa hitting just 0-83 and 1-2 counts. That's exactly what he has to work with here. Velasquez gives him a fastball, rather a changeup, and he just splices it foul down the first baseline.
I don't know who's coaching first down there. I think it's Brian Delgado, the fourth coach on this Trenton team.
Yes.
Some real nice acrobatic hit the deck to get out of the way of that.
Coaches down there in the coaching boxes have to keep their head on a swivel at all times. They're in the danger zone. Velasquez coming set at the belt. Working from the windup, another 1-2. Waves and misses there. First pitch. First batter, should say, one out in the form of a strikeout for Ryan Velasquez.
Yeah, nice pitch right there. Bottom just dropped out on that thing, and a swing and a miss by Ochoa for his second strikeout swinging today. One gone.
Lineup will turn over now for Michael Curiale. Standing in, one out, nobody on here for the Trenton Thunder. Now trail by one after the Black Bears have put up a two spot in the last two innings. First pitch from Velasquez, fastball at 93. Hunter May trying to bring it in, but just a bit too far outside for the liking there of Chris Wirt.
Some MLB news, Albert Pujols is going to be participating in the Home Run Derby.
One more go-around for Pujols in his final year. 1-0 to Curiale, taken on the outer half of the zone, evens a ball and a strike.
Now what would be awesome now is if Miguel Cabrera could also be a participant. Of course, both of those players were named to the All-Star game by Rob Manfred in the first ever, I don't even know what they're calling it, commissioner selection or something along those lines?
I believe so. Commissioner selection. Is Hunter May throws some equipment back towards the Black Bears dugout.
It's interesting there.
Possibly looked like a new glove maybe he grabbed.
Hmm. The glove looks familiar to me. I wasn't paying attention to what kind of glove he had before. He's definitely worn that one in the past. So
1-1 from Velasquez. Curiale popping it up and out of play over the right field side of the ballpark. 1-2 to the Thunder right fielder. Man, wouldn't that be something, a Pujols and Cabrera finale in the Home Run Derby this year?
Oh, that would be awesome.
That right there is a baseball fan's dream. Of course, the Black Bears fan's dream is for them to win the first half of the season here in the MLB Draft League. 1-2 from Velasquez. Change up missing down and away. Count evens 2-2. Velasquez staring in, looking to get the sign here from his battery mate, Hunter May. Wind up and the pitch. 2-2, fastball just outside, 93 on the gun. Velasquez thought he had him, but Chris Wirt says otherwise.
I think I'm going to agree with Chris Wirt here again, who's calling a pretty good game.
Very close, though. Too close to take, in my opinion, but it pays off for Curiali.
Velasquez, long pause on the rubber. Payoff pitch to Curiali. Waves and misses as the bat goes flying. What in the world?
I've never seen the bat go flying like in that direction before. A right-handed hitter, he swung so aggressively and so off balance at that pitch. The bat went towards behind him towards his own on deck circle, almost killed Mason Hammonds out there.
Well, Mason Hammonds will step into the batter's box now with a little bit of appreciation for life itself against Ryan Velasquez. First pitch, check swing, peel out to first, and Jason Smith ruling that Mason Hammonds didn't go around, which to me is a quite surprising decision.
Yeah, he looked like he definitely did there. I was just about to say, Mason Hammonds must be phased as he half-heartedly swings at that, but apparently he didn't.
Ball and no strikes now to Hammonds, working here against Velasquez. 1-0, Hammonds pops it straight up in the infield. Scrambling for it are several Black Bears infielders. Garrick Englund calling them all off and down to a knee makes the grab for the final out. So for the first time tonight, the Thunder go down. Rather, second time tonight, Thunder going down 1-2-3 as we're halfway home in this one. Black Bears 4, Thunder 3. Bottom of the fifth here for the Black Bears coming to the plate. Second inning of work for DJ Wilkinson. And he'll face Caden Trinkle, Dante Stewart, and Ben Greer, 6, 7, and 8 in the West Virginia lineup. Trinkle out of Hillsboro, Texas. Wilkinson looking for scoreless inning after conceding two last time up. First pitch swinging is Trankle, who'll ground that one to first. Christian Hall will flip it to Wilkinson, cover in the bag for a quick out number one.
Yeah, for Wilkinson, that's just what he needs, a nice little quick inning here. It's a good start for him. As somebody looks like they're beginning to loosen out there in the bullpen, we'll get you ID whenever we can.
Dante Stewart standing in, 1 for 2 so far, a single in the third inning for the DH tonight for West Virginia.
I believe it's Devin Milberg out there, the left-hander, number 25, getting loose, just beginning to toss.
First pitch to Stewart, fastball down below the knees, a ball and no strikes. Stewart looks to get himself on here for the second time in 3 trips to the plate. You are correct, it is Devin Milberg in the Thunder bullpen. 1-0 to Stewart. Fastball again, this time below the knees. 2-0 on Stewart. Dante Stewart out of the Woodlands, Texas. As that 2-0 fastball spiked in the dirt. 3-0 count now on Stewart.
He flew out to right his first time, and then a full count little flaring single over the head of the second baseman, Hammonds, his last time. So 3-0 here. Green light is expected as usual.
Stewart back into the box. Wilkinson coming set from the windup and delivers. Green light given. Diving stop made there by Christian Hall, who will throw over to first base. And for the second time in as many at-bats, score at 3-1 here in the bottom of the fifth.
Real nice play there by Hall as that ball was stung in a flailing diving head-first stop with the glove by the first baseman Hall. He'll flip on to Wilkinson. A nice play for the second out.
Ben Greer coming to the plate. Nobody on. Two outs in the fifth. West Virginia 4, Trenton 3.
Only 13 pitches for Velasquez for the West Virginia Black Bears in the top of that inning. Looks like he'll come out for the next as well.
First pitch to Greer. Fastball at the knees for strike one. Greer 0 for 1 so far here today. Walked in the second. Flew out to left in the third. Wilkinson coming set. Greer fouling that one off and back out of play. Quickly behind 0-2.
And appearing above the left center field wall, pretty high in the sky now, is the moon. Massive moon out there. As the sun is still an hour or so from officially going down as well. Pretty cool sight here.
Absolutely, just above the scoreboard in left center. 0-2 to Greer. Fastball down and away, 1-2 now.
A beautiful sights of Morgantown here with the mountains in the background. You got some colors in the sky. Picture perfect, some would say.
1-2 to Greer. Check swing on the looping curveball, but drops well below the knees. The count runs 2-2.
Greer doing a good job to battle back, get the count to even here. Still has to remember to protect, though, with two strikes.
Greer looking for some life here for the Black Bears in the fifth. 2-2 pitch, fouls it off. Looks to stay alive and see at least one more pitch.
An emphatic foul call from Chris Wirt behind the plate.
Possibly could have just grazed some of the gear of John Christino as we saw Wirt himself deliver the new baseball.
Very possible. It definitely went off the back leg of Stewart.
Wilkinson coming set once again. Another 2-2, and Greer hits this one hard the opposite way out to left, but Ballestero able to bring it in for the final out as we're through five innings of play here at Mon County Ballpark with the Black Bears going down 1-2-3. It's West Virginia 4 and Trenton 3.
WVU Epilepsy Center. In our state-of-the-art facilities, we help adults and children manage epilepsy and seizures and offer the very latest surgical treatments. And the WVU Epilepsy Center is a level 4 treatment center, helping people around the region and across the country take back control of their lives. Call 855-WVU-CARE or visit wvumedicine.org/RNI/epilepsycenter.
Hunter May throws down to second to complete warm-ups here. Caleb McNeely standing in to lead off. Heart of the order to the plate for the Thunder. Following McNeely as Ballestero and John Christino. McNeely out of Versailles, Kentucky. First pitch he sees from Velasquez. fastball outside for ball one, rather able to catch the zone.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Drew. I don't know how that was a strike. That was well off the plate. First real missed call we've seen by home plate umpire Chris Wirt tonight, but it goes in the Black Bears' favor.
0-1 pitch. McNeely popping it up down the right field line. Playable for Crail. And a few feet shy of the warning tracks, able to bring that one in for out number one.
I'm with you again here, Drew. That looked like just a routine pop-up that I thought it was going to be the second baseman Pinales who was going to come and get it, but it just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. Crail had to go a long way to get that by the track.
Quick out recorded by Ryan Velasquez through just two pitches to retire McNeely as Tate Ballesteros will stand in out of Morristown, New Jersey. First pitch he sees from Velasquez taken outside for strike one. A lot of football ties to Morristown, New Jersey. Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn along with former Steelers quarterback Neil O'Donnell from Morristown. 0-1 pitch to Ballesteros. Fouled off down the left field line. Late swing there from the Thunder left fielder and quickly behind, no ball and two strikes.
Making quick work thus far is Velasquez. Maybe bidding Jedrko to toss him out there for a third inning.
Nobody's warming yet in the Black Bears bullpen, so it could be a possibility. 0-2 pitch, and that one's yanked back towards the Black Bears dugout. Luckily hitting the fencing. Count stays where it is, 0-2. As Hunter May gets a new baseball from home plate umpire Chris Wirt and fires it out to Ryan Velasquez.
We've seen Black Bears pitchers exchange baseballs three or four times tonight like that.
Velasquez coming set. Long leg kick delivering the 0-2. Fastball above the zone. Ballesteros getting back in the count, 1-2.
May shaking his head in disagreement there. Obviously not of the call, but maybe of the pitch location. Very animated back there behind the plate.
1-2 to Ballesteros. Waved at and missed for strike three. Third punch out in relief for Ryan Velasquez. And quickly two gone here in the top of the sixth.
I think May liked that one a little bit more than he liked the previous pitch there. We got two up and two down. Only seven pitches thus far, I believe, too. 20 on the night there for Velasquez through an inning and two-thirds as well.
John Cristino standing in here for the Thunder. Looking to keep the inning alive. 1-for-2 so far here tonight. A single in the fourth. First pitch from Velasquez taken on the outer half of the plate for strike one. It was off speed that time from Velasquez. Was able to catch the outer half of the plate.
And now being all the more important that the Black Bears can win this game, Williamsport is up 5-1 in the fifth.
Got to keep pace with Williamsport. You have the head-to-head tiebreaker. 0-1 to Cristino, waved at and missed. Changeup from Velasquez that Cristino was well out in front of. And now John Cristino behind, no balls and two strikes.
And we also, it looks like nobody's warming in the Trenton bullpen, of course. Milberg could still be warm out there, but right now, no activity in either pen.
Velasquez coming set. The 0-2 to Cristino. Down and away, and for the time being, John Cristino will stay alive.
It's a good waste pitch there. No threat of ever touching the zone, and Cristino knew that didn't even offer. We'll see if they go back out there or if they come up high. I'm going to think they're going to go up high here. That's my guess.
Velasquez coming set. 1-2. That one's chopped down the third base line and foul. It'll carry on to the berm down in left field.
That was up high in the zone. Not high enough to induce a miss. We'll try again here. What do you think's going to happen here, Drew?
I think Velasquez is probably going to try to go off speed once again. It looked like the fastball that he delivered there to Cristino.
I agree with you.
Was in fact at 92.
Bury this.
1-2 from Velasquez. Mm. Again, the fastball above the letters. Even 2-2.
I stand by my statement. could work as another setup pitch as it was 1-2. He climbed the ladder even more. I throw this off speed in the dirt. I think you get the opposing catcher to whiff.
Velasquez getting the sign from May. 2-2. And Christina will foul it off and back out of play. It'll keep the count right where it is.
Well, it was the curveball. It was left up a little bit. Kind of fortunate that it was only fouled off. Wasn't his best offering. Pitch number 7 coming here.
Christino hitless in 2-2 counts. As Velasquez takes a long pause on the rubber, delivers, and Christino again will foul it off and live to see another pitch.
3-2 strike foul balls from John Christino, the Trenton backstop. We got ourselves a battle.
If you can't do anything else, at the very least, rack up the pitch count if you're John Christino. Two-two, that one's chopped back towards the Thunder dugout. And Christino continues to fight.
Yet another foul ball. What's new? That's 4 of them now. Pitch number 9 will be coming up, and he still has a pitch to technically waste, although on 2-2, not the smartest idea, but see, it's both pitcher and hitter locked in right now.
Long at bat here between Ryan Velasquez, John Christino. Another 2-2, and the fastball misses outside. Velasquez up to 94, but the count will run full.
He just reared back and chucked it in there. There's the crowd did not like that. It was the right call, though, just off. May framed it, but a good call behind the plate by Wirt.
Sometimes those frame jobs can be a little bit too convincing. Art of pitch framing revolutionizing catchers here as of late. Payoff pitch to Christino, waved at and missed into the glove of Hunter May.
Down, foul ball.
Christino apparently just got a piece of it. Looked as if he didn't come up with anything, but.
Yeah, I thought it was strike 3 as well until I looked at our monitor here to analyze that pitch and saw it was sitting on the ground and home plate umpire Chris Wirt was waving his hands in the air. Pitch 11 coming up.
Long pause from Velasquez. 3-2 one more time. That one down and away for ball 4. So a long at-bat for Christino and finally able to draw the rare 11-pitch walk.
Unfortunate there for Velasquez. Unfortunate that somebody had to lose that at-bat. It was such a good at-bat. All the pitches were close. Fouled off. Balls taken were very good takes, as was that final one there. So an 11-pitch at-bat gives way to Weaver.
Johnny Weaver, also 1-for-2 so far here tonight. First pitch he sees, fastball below the knees, ball 1.
Got to regroup if you're Velasquez after that extremely long at-bat. Got to know that, can focus on the hitter here, new count.
Weaver out of Grand Canyon University, 1-0. Fastball top the zone. Taken for strike 1, and we're even.
Velasquez is pumping tonight. He's hit 94 a couple times, consistently sitting at 92, 93. Probably the hardest we've seen him throw here at the Mon.
Absolutely. Velasquez ramping it up. Always a great sight to see. 1-1 from him. Waved at and missed. The changeup off speed. Throw back to first. And Christino able to get in just in time.
I don't know where to start. The pitch or the throw. The pitch was a real nice one. Got Weaver completely off balance, swinging at a ball in the other batter's box. Then the sneaky throw back down to first. Thank goodness that Hernandez was paying attention. A nice pick out of the dirt to save the ball from rolling into right field.
1-2 to Weaver off the end of the bat and heading towards the Black Bears dugout. So the count will stay right where it is.
Yeah, barely got a piece of that one. Just poked it foul. And this is what I love about this Black Bears team. Looking down at their dugout right now, every single player and coach is up on the railing for this pitch. You could tell what it means to them and how intense that this game is.
A lot on the line here tonight. along with the rest of the week. Another 1-2 framed by May, but just below the knees. We're even 2-2.
Who is that close? You got to swing at those. He got a little bit lucky there that the call didn't go the other way. Once again, though, still think it was the right call, but still would not have been shocked if he rung him up.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the sixth, 4-3. Black Bears waved at and missed that time by Johnny Weaver for the final out as Velasquez fist bumps heading off of the mound. So it's 4 Ks over two innings of work thus far for Ryan Velasquez as we're through 5.5 here at the Mon. West Virginia 4, Trenton 3. Devin Milberg taking the hill for Frederick out of the bullpen, so the day is done for DJ Wilkinson, who went two innings, gave up a pair of runs in the process. Walked two, struck out two, both runs earned against Wilkinson.
So we'll get Devin Milberg now. Milberg on the season for the draft league, 0-2 with an 8.40 ERA through 15 innings pitched. He's given up 21 hits and 14 runs, so left-handed, that's definitely exploitable for this Black Bears offense.
Absolutely, as Xavier Pinales will be turned around to face Milberg, one of just two switch hitters on the Black Bears roster. The other one also in the lineup, just ahead of Pinales, who was the last recorded out in the fifth, Ben Greer.
Major league scores. The Pirates still lead the Marlins 3-0 in the sixth. Tampa all on Boston 5-3 in the third. Cleveland 5-4 over the White Sox in the fourth. Some high-scoring games.
Absolutely.
1-0 Philadelphia and St. Louis and 2-0 Mets in Atlanta. That's a massive game as Atlanta only a game and a half back. They've been surging.
Of course, Atlanta just traded for the former Met, Robinson Cano.
Started at second today.
Pinales facing Milberg. 9-1-2 for West Virginia here in the sixth. First pitch fastball up and away to Pinales. A ball and no strikes. It's a bit of a surprise to see just two switch hitters on the Black Bears roster. The Thunder only have one switch hitter in Tate Ballestero. As the 1-0 pitch misses down and in that time to Pinales, who extends his advantage further in the count.
Pinales, of course, walking and doubling so far today. He's been on base twice, scored once. Hitters count here 2-0. We'll see what he does.
Milberg coming set from the windup. Fastball up and away. Pinales even further ahead now.
Here comes the green light. I don't even know if Jimmy Gluski has to give him the sign anymore. They just all know they have the free reign to swing whenever they want.
Absolutely. Milberg working from the third base side of the mound. Delivers a pitch. Check swing there, but was strike one nonetheless.
Yeah, Pinellas a little late to start pulling the trigger there, but couldn't go all the way through. 3-1.
Pinellas still in the driver's seat. And he pops the 3-1 pitch straight up towards the middle infield. McNeely ran for it, called off by Hammonds for out number one.
Yeah, he knows he just missed that, popping it way up in the air. The major league pop-up, as they say. Nice grab there at second base. That plays a lot harder than it looks.
Absolutely. McNeely went for it at first, and then Hammonds had to call him off. Lineup will turn over for Sam Crail. 0 for 2 with a walk. Came around to score on that walk. Lefty-lefty matchup here for the Black Bears right fielder.
That's somebody throwing in the Black Bears bullpen.
Right-hander loosening for West Virginia. First pitch. Fastball there from Milberg. Taken outside. Ball one.
Possibly Zach Ottinger?
Milberg coming set, 1-0. Crail slapping it the opposite way, down the third base line, past the diving Johnny Weaver. Crail, big turn around first. He's chugging for second. Crail going to be in there with a one-out stand-up double.
A nice piece of hitting, just a slap it the other way. He's got a two-bagger down the left field line, and that pitcher might be Wyatt Wendell. I think I saw 46.
It is, in fact, Wyatt Wendell warming up for West Virginia. Believed to be his seventh inning. Blaze Brothers will come to the plate.
Important insurance run out there. One down. Got just a couple guys. Brothers Hernandez May up that you'd like.
Blaze Brothers a chance to further extend the Black Bears lead. First pitch, fastball. Rather, that was a changeup that was well outside.
Good pop out of that glove.
Milberg staring in, getting the sign from Cristino. Crail gets his lead off a second. 1-0 pitch. That time a fastball missing above the zone. Two balls and no strikes.
Barely missing above the zone there. Still high though. Works the same as if it was way out of the zone. 2-0 either way.
Milberg continuing to work here from the stretch. Long look down to Crail at second. Gives him a second. Crail dances off and now Blaze Brothers is going to call time.
Don't blame him either. He's taking forever. He's staring at Sam Crail at second base.
Milberg back in the stretch. Another long look down to Crail. Looping curveball missing outside. 3-0 now to Brothers.
3-0, you know what that means, Drew.
Green light.
Yes, sir. Look for a pitch to drive if you're Brothers. He doesn't have a home run here at Mont County Ballpark yet. Let's see if he can change it.
Brothers 2-for-2 on 3-0 counts. Trio of ribbies. Milberg delivers, and Brothers blisters this one high in the air, deep to left center field, and it's going to be hauled in by McCarthy. That one looked solid off the bat. Nonetheless, Crail advancing to third in the process, so Crail able to move up 90 feet.
That's two I almost called, Drew. I thought it was gone off the bat as it just kept carrying out there. As we saw that ball to Crail a couple innings ago and Wright keep carrying. And it's not like the wind's blowing that way. It's blowing straight across the field towards the left field foul pole. So not like it's blowing out or anything.
Looked good, sounded good, but could not make its way out of the park or even drop for that matter. Ryan Hernandez looks to be the one now to bring in Sam Crail.
Base hit will do it.
Infield well back for the Thunder, and rightfully so. First pitch Change up there from Milberg, missing high and away.
I was just about to note how far back they are. The middle infielders are playing almost double play depth. Well, at least the second baseman shaded towards the bag. I don't know if Hernandez is able to or has before, but if he can push a bunt to the right side, he'll be safe and the run will score. But I don't know if he has the ability to do such a thing.
1-0 pitch, off speed again from Milberg, well above the zone as Cristino jumped out of the crouch to save it from the backstop.
It's the second time he's done that in as many pitches.
To your point about Hernandez, I mean, with everybody in the infield back, he could pretty much drop the bunt wherever he wants, unless it's, of course, right back at Milberg.
Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to do that.
Ryan Hernandez certainly not the one to bunt. 2-0 fastball up and away. And another 3-0 green light situation.
So we've had three 3-0 counts this inning. The first one was a check swing strike that resulted in a pop out. Last one was to Brothers. He flew out to the warning track. So, and you can just see the raw power in Hernandez's stance as he loads up. He gets low, puts a lot of that weight on the back foot, ready to drive those hips through.
Milberg set. Crail at third, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. 3-0 pitch, Hernandez will foul it to the netting of the backstop. Still ahead in the count, nonetheless, three balls and a strike.
Swinging away to nobody's surprise. It's always violent hacks with him, Chloop, Anglin, May, the power hitters on this team. Kyle Hess, they're not going to get shorted on any swing, that's for sure.
Certainly going to get their money's worth. Hernandez looking to do just that. Milberg coming set, 3-1 up and away, five-pitch walk drawn by Ryan Hernandez.
After May time, a nice at-bat by Hernandez. He took his hack, didn't get anything else, and I don't blame the pitcher Milberg for not giving Hernandez anything to hit. He just has to deal with Hunter May now, who already has a home run in this game.
That was the fifth time Hernandez walked here as a Black Bear when he had a 3-1 count. As you mentioned, certainly not surprising, but Hunter May now runners at the corners with two outs.
And why would you give in to the power hitter?
Milberg delivering. May grounding this one hard to third. Fielded by Weaver. Throw across the diamond. And the side is retired. So West Virginia threatens once again with runners at the corners. But Devin Milberg able to keep them right where they are. As we're two-thirds of the way through this contest. It's West Virginia 4, Trenton 3. Top of the seventh here at Mont County Ballpark. Wyatt Wendell taking the mound for West Virginia after two scoreless innings from Ryan Velazquez. Struck out four, walked one, did not concede a hit, so he was a walk away from going too perfect out of the bullpen. And now gives way to Wyatt Wendell.
Yeah, Wendell on the season 0-1 with a 3.68 here in the draft league. He's made seven appearances out of the pen. Toss 7 1/3 innings, giving up 11 hits, 3 runs, walking 1 and striking out 9, which is a ratio that we've seen tonight, and it's a good ratio for the Black Bears as Cook and Velasquez combined to walk 1. That was Velasquez and strike out 8, each pitcher striking out 4 thus far.
Absolutely, and you mentioned in the pregame show, the Black Bears, if they wanted to be successful tonight, they had to limit the walks, and through 6 innings of play have done exactly that.
Clinging to their 4-3 lead.
One of the things JT Thomas, pitching coach for the Black Bears, mentioned in his preseason press conference was just that he wanted the guys to go out there and throw strikes, and they've certainly done so here tonight, as no pitching coach is ever going to be mad about only conceding 1 walk through 6 innings of play.
Absolutely. Keep those free runners off the base pads. Good things happen, as we've seen tonight.
Ryan McCarthy, followed by Christian Hall and Nate Ochoa, facing Wyatt Wendell, 7-8-9.
Those 7-8-9 hitters are a combined 0-for-6 with 4 strikeouts. McCarthy and Ochoa have struck out twice. Of course, Hill reached on the Ben Greer error in the 3rd inning and scored, but he hit into the inning-ending double play his last time. So see if the success against the bottom third can continue.
Wendell working from the windup. Comebacker to the mound. He'll field that one and trot over to first. He'll underhand toss to Hernandez. 1 pitch, 1 out.
And nice and easy. The success does continue thus far. 0-for-7 for the bottom three.
Christian Hall will stand in. Came around to score when he reached on that Ben Greer error.
Made a couple nice plays at first tonight as well.
Absolutely. You can't get it done offensively. Got to rely on the defense. Wendell working from the windup. First pitch below the knees. Change up that time.
It's another situation where you could see a guy dropping down a bunt for a hit, but probably not going to happen.
1-0 pitch popped up and out of play, heading back beyond section 101. Count evens the ball on a strike. Wyatt Wendell, the junior out of Purdue. 1-1, fastball missing outside. Hall back ahead in the count.
Got to keep attacking the 8 hitter here. Don't want to lose him.
2-1 to Hall, dropping a changeup on the outer half of the zone, and we're back even 2-2.
Nice pitch there by Wendell to get back even. Not expecting the off-speed stuff.
2-2 to Hall, grounded right side, fielded by Pinales at second. He'll flip it to Wendell, covering the bag, who beats the runner Hall by a step. 2 gone here in the 7th.
And that's a nice play over there by Wendell to cover his base. Good job of being observant as both Hernandez and Pinales went for the ball. Pinales obviously getting it, and good covering and for the out.
Nate Ochoa standing in here. Nobody on, 2 outs in the top of the 7th. First pitch, change up well above the letters there, ball and no strikes.
0-for-8 is the bottom third now. See if we can get 0-for-9.
Wendell continuing from the windup. Chopped right side. Wendell off the mound to field it. He'll flip it to Hernandez over at first. Second time. He can score it 1-3 here in the 7th as the Thunder go down in order. It's stretch time here at the Mon. We'll keep it right here with you for Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Black Bears 4, Thunder 3 right here on the Black Bears Radio Network. Greg Anglin to lead things off here for the Black Bears in the bottom of the seventh as 5, 6, and 7 come to the plate, followed by Caden Trenkle and Dante Stewart. Working against Devin Milberg in inning number 2 out of the bullpen. First pitch, Anglin flying that one in the air out to right center field. Curiali going to call off McCarthy for out number 1.
Yeah, it's a routine fly ball between the outfielders. McCarthy ranged a long way for that ball, which I honestly think probably was McCarthy's ball, but either way, one down.
Caden Trenkle stepping to the plate now, looking to get something going here for the Black Bears. Lefty on lefty matchup. First pitch swinging is Trenkle, and he drives that one into the left center field gap. Round turn around first base, and Trenkle going to be into second with a one-out double.
Yeah, it was a nice job out there and left by Ballestero to cut the ball off. But the speed of Tranquil will still be good enough for a stand-up double. The Black Bears in business.
Now Dante Stewart will come to the plate. Black Bears looking for an insurance run. They've had plenty of opportunities to drive it in, but haven't been able to do so.
Stewart's a guy that definitely is capable, hitting 300 now in the season, being 1-for-3 tonight.
Milberg going to the stretch here with the runner on. Trenkle takes off, pitch in the zone for strike 1, and as Christina was trying to transfer from glove to throwing hand, he bobbled the ball, so Trenkle will be in uncontested.
And that's something I've noticed the Black Bears hitters have been doing, especially in the right-handed batter's box on guys stealing third. They've just been standing still like statues. Even after their swing, we saw Joe Oliver or Frederick, the manager, get almost tossed from a game for arguing that earlier this year.
It apparently doesn't take much, though, to fire up Joe Oliver.
That's true. We've learned that firsthand, beating up on the keys 10 out of the 12 times this season.
Looping curveball in for Stewart. Missing inside.
Infield's in as well here, looking to cut down the run, so a hard hit ball could get through the infield here or a little blooper, but it also looks like the outfield has crept in a bit.
They have crept in slightly, but there's still a large gap between the infield and the outfield. Milberg coming set on the left side of the rubber. The 1-1 drops another curveball, this time able to catch the zone at knee height. A ball and 2 strikes to Stewart.
That's a really nice pitch right there from Milberg. Bended it right into the strike zone and landed at the knees. Not much you can do with that pitch except for foul it off, but not even an offer.
Stewart, the major in electronics engineering technology out of Northwestern State. Long pause from Milberg, the 1-2, and Stewart will foul it off and back towards section 108.
Got a mad scramble, a young Black Bear fan. She'll be taking that ball home, excited there.
Absolutely. Ballpark souvenirs, always a great sight, something to take home. Still 1-2 here on Dante Stewart. Runner Trenkle at third. Looping curveball in and out of the glove there of Cristino as Trenkle breaks for the plate, and Trenkle's slide beats the throw, so that insurance run comes around to score. It's 5-3 West Virginia.
That's a big run. We had one of those the other day against Frederick. Braithwaite came in the ninth inning and allowed one, so that insurance run ended up being the winning run. So always big to get those extra tallies late in the game like we are here in the seventh, and Stewart's still alive.
Can never score too many runs in the game of baseball.
Absolutely, and I think they're going to roll it a wild pitch right now, but it could, case is there for pass ball. We'll see.
I would have to imagine that's a pass ball. It was in and out of the glove there of Cristino. 2-2 from Milberg. Looping off-speed pitch, missing outside as the count runs full.
We will just have to wait and see as usual.
Does go down as a pass ball. Very quick to record that one.
it's the right call.
Payoff pitch here to Dante Stewart. Takes a hack at it and fouls that one off towards the berm on the right field side of the park.
Stewart quietly putting together quite the at-bat right now. 3-2s, fouled off a couple pitches. We'll have number 8 coming up.
Milberg getting the sign here from Cristino. Now Milberg coming set. 3-2 to Stewart. Down and in. Dante Stewart able to draw the walk, and West Virginia getting another base runner.
More ducks out there on the pond. More chances for insurance runs. Why wouldn't you? As you look around the draft league, State College up on Mahoning 8-0, destroying the Scrappers right now. And Williamsport remains a 5-1 leader in the top of the seventh. Frederick has two on and two out, though, seeing if the Keys can chip away.
Ben Greer coming to the plate. Milberg going back to the stretch. Delivers the first pitch to Greer. Fastball missing inside, ball one. After Dante Stewart reached on that walk, that was West Virginia's 15th base runner of the evening.
They have left a lot of guys on, even though they've scored 5 runs tonight. 9 guys left on base thus far.
Including 0-for-7 in scoring position. Milberg throws over to first, keeping tabs on Stewart.
I think we've had a sack fly, but in that home run by May, only 3 RBIs have been recorded by the Black Bears tonight out of the 5 runs.
As Greer lines this one down the left field line and fair, Dante Stewart was off on motion. Jimmy Galuski going to wave home. Stewart, he's chugging for the plate. He's going to score. It's an RBI double for Ben Greer, and it's 6-3 Black Bears.
Oh, a beautiful hit and run executed to perfection. And what a jump by Dante Stewart. He was going to be safe either way, and it was fun to watch him speed around the bases, losing his helmet around third. He was absolutely flying.
Xavier Pinales stepping to the plate. 1-for-2 with a walk is Pinales. Scored when he doubled in the fourth.
And another insurance run, 6-3 now. Why not? Keep adding on. Another guy in scoring position.
Milberg going to step off of the rubber and allow himself to go through the signs one more time.
I agree with what that fan just yelled. Everybody hits.
First pitch to Pinales, missing down and in. Only 2 Black Bears so far without a hit here tonight. Garrick Anglin and Blaze Brothers.
Surprising about Brothers.
Even with that, he's still hitting .316.
I was going to say, he came into today hitting like .327.
1-0 pitch. Comebacker up the middle. Down to a slide as Hammonds. He'll fire it over to first as Christian Hall digs it out of the dirt. Big out there for Trenton as the lineup turns over for Sam Crail with 2 gone.
Very unfortunate for Pinales, who already had a double and a walk and a run today. He smoked that ball right up the middle, almost taking off the head of Milberg, but positioned perfectly in a half shift, half holding on the runner position was Hammonds, and he makes a nice play, a nice pick on the other end by Hall, 2 gone.
Greer advances to third as the ground ball was hit to the right side of the infield. Crail doubling last time up. Love to do much of the same. Lefty-lefty matchup against Milberg. Looping curveball, catching the inner half of the zone for strike one.
And Sam Crail getting a 5th at-bat in a ball game. Nothing new here for the Black Bears. They just score and score and score. Crail at the top of the lineup getting a lot of ABs.
It's been a day of twos to this point for West Virginia as they've put up 2 runs in 3 innings. 3 separate innings, I should say. 0-1 pitch, another curveball taken for strike two by Crail.
A lot of doubles as well. You have 4 players with doubles. May, Pinales, Crail, Tranquil, and Greer.
They change the saying of everybody hits to everybody doubles.
Doubles win you baseball games. Extra base hits, vital, of course.
0-2 from Milberg. Fastball above the zone as Cristino was quickly out of the crouch to see Greer back to third.
Frederick has loaded the bases. Still two outs and trailing 5-1. State College keeps pounding on Mahoning. 10-0 now and runners on in the sixth.
I don't think any Black Bears fan is going to be disappointed with that result.
Absolutely not.
State College. 1-2 to Crail, runs inside, almost hits Crail. The count evens 2-2.
You can tell that off-speed pitch slipped out of his hand there, looped in. Crail turning away at the last second, probably made it a little closer than it really was. Looks like got some action in the Trenton bullpen.
Right-hander loosening, Alec Whaley. Milberg coming set on the rubber, delivers a 2-2. Curveball down and away to Crail as it carried out of the zone, and the count runs full.
For West Virginia, it looks like it's going to be Wendell who's going to get the eighth as well, and not a soul moving out there in the Black Bear pen.
And of course, you mentioned that earlier the Black Bears lost a few pitchers as a result of some arms being done for the summer, so relievers are going to have to be stretched out a little bit more than they probably would be comfortable with. Milberg comes set. Payoff pitch to Crail, looping pitch, just missing outside with a curveball, and Sam Crail draws his second walk of the night.
Ooh, that one was close. I personally probably would have rung him up there, but that's why I'm not the umpire, and that's why I'm up here in the booth. Looks like we're getting a visit from Trenton pitching coach Sean Chacon, I believe. Chacon?
Yep. Sean Chacon.
I'm going to try like 8 different pronunciations. I'll get it eventually.
Chacon. Just the meeting with Milberg and Cristino, talking things over, trying to get out of this one if they can. Milberg looking to go 2 full innings out of the bullpen for the Thunder.
Brothers is going to look to do what his teammates did at Mahoning the other night on Saturday night and put this game away in the late innings. It's 3 runs right now. If Brothers can find a gap, the speed of Crail will certainly score. Even a base hit making it 7-4 seems like a, not a safe lead, but a pretty good lead there for them.
Absolutely, of course. No lead 100% safe in baseball, but certainly a lot of unlikely scenarios where a team would come back.
It's rare to say a player's due when he has 0 hits in a game and a bunch the previous couple, but Brothers has no hits tonight. He's due.
Standing in, runners at the corners. First pitch he sees from Milberg. Fastball inside, taken for strike 1.
Fly out to left, a strikeout, a walk, and a stolen base. Possibly 2, but I think the second is going to go as a wild pitch hit in the fourth. And then a fly out to center for Brothers tonight.
Milberg, long pause on the rubber. 0-1 pitch taken at the knees for strike 2 as Cristino frames it beautifully.
Yeah, it was a nice frame job. I think he got his pitcher a strike there for sure.
They did give Blaze Brothers 2 stolen bases.
Really?
Yep. Both off of DJ Wilkinson. 0-2 count here for Brothers. 2-1, 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th. The runner takes off for second. That's Crail, not even going to throw down Cristino. Puts 2 in scoring position now for Blaze Brothers. Falling 2 strikes.
We saw the Little League's home plate, steal of home plate work successfully earlier. Brothers swiped his first bag. Crail broke for the plate and scored. So faking the throw down that time was Cristino, and a free base for Crail.
It's Crail's second stolen base of the day.
See if Brothers can get the first hit for the Black Bears with runners in scoring position.
1-2 to Brothers, looping curveball, and he's rung up on strikes. He's caught looking for the first time here tonight. Second time he's gone down via the punch-out as the Black Bears will strand 2 more in scoring position. As we're through 7 here in Mount County Ballpark, West Virginia 6, Trenton 3. top of the eighth here from Mon County Ballpark. Wyatt Wendell back out for inning number two of work, and he'll do so facing off against the top of the order, against the Trenton Thunder. Michael Curiali leading things off, followed by Mason Hammonds and Caleb McNeely. First pitch popped up out into right field. Crail going to take a few steps in and bring that one in. One pitch, one out again, this time for Wyatt Wendell.
Perfect start for Wendell. He had a quick inning last time with a couple bounce outs and gets a one pitch pop fly to right to start this one.
Mason Hammonds stepping to the plate.
That was an eight pitch seventh inning.
Hammonds one for three, triple and a run scored. Waves and misses at the first pitch. Change up there from Wendell.
I'm wondering if Jed Jerko is going to let Wendell finish this game.
At the rate he's going, very well could. Hammonds waves and misses there at another changeup.
Making hitters look silly right now.
Things you love to see.
Mm-hmm.
Wendell continuing to work from the windup. 0-2 pitch. Drops a curveball in for strike three at the letters. Pitch perfect there from Wyatt Wendell for out number two.
Oh, was that a pretty pitch. He dropped the off-speed pitch right into the zone. Completely fooled and a bad-looking at-bat by Mason Hammonds. Five up, five down to start the night here for Wendell. Two gone in the eighth.
Caleb McNeely standing in. First pitch fastball for strike one, and Wendell just pounding the zone.
Things you love to see once again.
Wendell working quickly. Quick shake off of a sign. Waves and misses at a changeup there with McNeely, and Wendell quickly ahead. No balls and two strikes.
11 of his 14 pitches thus far have been strikes. Counting all six in this inning as well. Oh, time was called.
Now Chris Wirt, little hands-up gesture to Wyatt Wendell. I mean, it was a late time call, so you can't really blame Wendell too much for finishing the motion.
No, he did deliver the pitch. It was outside. Doesn't matter, though.
0-2, that one again outside. Ball and two strikes now to McNeely.
Wendell bringing it now at 93.
Wendell again winding up. 1-2, waved at and missed. Another changeup. Back-to-back K's there for Y.A. Wendell as he sets the Thunder down. Three up, three down once again. As we're through 7.5 here at Mon County Ballpark, it's West Virginia 6, Trenton 3. Bottom of the eighth, heart of the order coming to the plate here for West Virginia. Ryan Hernandez, Hunter May, Garrick Englund, and they'll be facing off against the new pitcher in Alec Whaley, standing 6'2", 215 pounds out of O'Fallon, Missouri, senior out of Murray State, looking to keep this one at a three-run ball game as Devin Milberg goes two full innings, concedes two runs, both earned on three hits, just one strikeout and three walks against.
And if these stats are correct, which I'm finding kind of hard to believe, Whaley's been used in 16 games in the draft league this season. He's been fantastic. He's 3-1 with an 0.38 ERA. He's got one save and three opportunities. He's thrown 23 2/3 innings, only allowing one earned run, six total, so not the best defense behind him. He's walked five and struck out 21, so good test here for the heart of the Black Bear order.
You can tell why Jeff Manto goes to him as he delivers with a submarine-style first pitch changeup waved at and missed by Ryan Hernandez.
You don't see many guys in the draft league being used this much. These are Braithwaite numbers.
Absolutely, and you can tell why Jeff Manto trusts him so much. 0-1, Hernandez looping this one in the air out to left center field. Ballestero going to make the grab just a few feet shy of the warning track for out number one.
Yeah, he just missed that one, got under it, and popped that fly ball. A couple steps shy of the track was the left fielder Ballestero. But I'm looking at some other players on this Thunder team. Looks like JoJo Rodriguez has... Oh, he's a starter. My apologies. I was going to say, I don't think anybody else has made nearly as many appearances as our current pitcher, Whaley.
Hunter May standing in. First pitch. Changeup missing outside. A ball and no strikes to May. Of course, Hunter May, 2-for-4. Home run and a double. Back in the first and third innings. 1-0. Fastball taken for strike one to even the count was the home run from Hunter May that got West Virginia on the board in that third inning. Really swung the momentum their way. 1-1, May grounds this one to second. Hammond's up with it, firing over to Hall at first. Too quickly gone here in the bottom of the eighth for Whaley and Thunder.
So that Williamsport game, the Crosscutters got it. Not only got out of danger, but loaded the bases themselves in the seventh. They've added on a couple more and lead 7-1. So if everything stays, your Black Bears will still be in first place, but they will still be in first place via a tiebreaker.
Well, you said it yourself. They control their own destiny, do the Black Bears. As long as they keep winning, they'll stay atop the standings. First pitch taken for strike one. Change up there to Anglin.
You can see how Whaley has been loved here by manager Jeff Manto, pounding the zone with good velocity.
0-1, pitch below the knees there to Anglin, evens the count, 1-1.
Definitely expecting to hear his name called on one of the three MLB draft dates, you would expect.
With a .37 ERA currently, you would have to believe so as he drops it on the first pitch. Rather, 1-1 pitch there for strike two.
He's got some good movement on the off-speed stuff, decent velocity. Might be a quick inning here. Kind of wish we would see more.
Whaley delivering the 1-2. Anglin waves and misses. Pitch dropped down into the dirt, but Christino able to apply the tag. So Alec Whaley gets the Black Bears to go down in order, the heart of the order, that is, 1-2-3. We head to the top of the ninth. Last chance for the Thunder, trailing by three here on the Black Bears Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
three outs away are your West Virginia Black Bears from making it three consecutive victories here in the MLB Draft League, one step closer to clinching MLB first half of the season champions and hosting the championship game once again slated to take place September 6th. Wyatt Wendell, inning number three, set to begin, leading off against Tate Ballestero. First pitch, fastball outside, ball one to Ballestero.
First real time Trenton's been ahead in the count in these three innings against Wendell.
And now Ballestero gets ahead even further as the changeup from Wendell misses down and away.
You just got to go out there and pound the zone up three.
Just like that, Wendell drops in a strike with the fastball, works himself back into the count.
Yeah, Ballestero came absolutely unglued on that pitch. Not sure why, just needing base runners right now.
Wendell dropping in another fastball, this time at 93 on the inner half of the zone, and we're even 2-2.
Good job coming back. Wendell working quickly, efficiently in a different zone right now.
Wendell from the windup to 2-2, and it's fouled to the backstop by Ballestero.
Black Bears looking to win their 17 out of 21. That's impressive stuff.
I'll take things you love to see for 500. 2-2 from Wendell, and Ballestero gets on that one and rips it foul. And that'll land on the roof over on the concourse.
I'm not sure what's in that building. Maybe trash?
It's storage for various equipment as Wendell drops in a 2-2 fastball again, blows it by Ballestero. Another punch out there for Wendell, his third of the outing.
Beautiful pitch, climbed the ladder and swinging through it with that aggressive swing was Ballestero. Down to their final outs, two outs, here are the Thunder.
John Cristino standing in. Nobody on, one out. Wendell two outs away from recording a save. First pitch, changeup misses outside. Wendell continuing to work from the windup. 1-0, that's grounded to second. Pinales up with a routine over to first. And just like that, two gone as the Thunder down to their final out. Johnny Weaver representing the last chance for the Trenton Thunder.
A chance for three perfect innings here.
First pitch to Weaver, foul to the netting of the backstop. No balls and a strike.
Very impressed by Wendell here, making his late case. His ERA is down below 2.70 now.
0-1 pitch, pop straight up in the infield. This should do it. Wendell going to make the grab himself, and the Black Bears win game one of the series as these country roads are taking your Black Bears home victorious against the Trenton Thunder for the first time this season. 17 of the last 21 have been put in the win column for the Black Bears, and it's five no-hit innings out of the Black Bears bullpen courtesy of Ryan Velasquez and Wyatt Wendell.
It's just what the doctor and manager Jed Jerko ordered was some shutdown and long innings from the bullpen. Only three pitchers used tonight, which is huge because there have been grumblings of a possible bullpen game tomorrow. As we mentioned before, some pitchers have left the Black Bears for the season, being shut down due to pitch counts and various other things. But I am so impressed with Wyatt Wendell. Three perfect innings. There was not one ball that was hit in play hard.
The only one really that you could make a case for was the fly out to Sam Crail that led off the eighth inning off the bat of Michael Curiale. But even that one, just a routine fly ball to Sam Crail. Mm-hmm. As the Black Bears take this one 6-3. Drivon Sayo here with you along with Mike Seitz recapping this one. Trenton Thunder got out in front in the top of the first inning as Mason Hammonds dropped a triple down the third baseline, courtesy of a ricochet off the fence that fooled Sam Crail. He got over to third base and scored on a pass ball that Hunter May let by him. As for the Thunder, they tacked on two more runs in the third inning as Christian Hall reached on an error by Ben Greer out in left. He later came around to score on a single by Michael Curiali, who scored himself after a stolen base on the error by Xavier Pinales that allowed Mason Hammonds to reach. And that was it for the Trenton Thunder in terms of scoring, as West Virginia put up two of their own in the bottom half of the inning. Hunter May going yard out the left center field on a ball that was absolutely torched. That got the Black Bears within a run, and then West Virginia tacked on two more. The very next inning, as Xavier Pinales led off with a double, Sam Crail walked, Blaze Brothers walked, Ryan Hernandez with the sacrifice fly that drove in Pinales, and then Crail ultimately ended up stealing home when Brothers took off for second. And the Black Bears were not done there as they tacked on two more in the sixth. Dante Stewart reached on a leadoff walk. Rather, Caden Trenkel reached on a leadoff double. Dante Stewart walked behind him, and the double from Ben Greer is what scored Trenkel and Dante Stewart, as the Black Bears put up a sixth spot against the Trenton Thunder. Three pitchers for the Thunder conceding two runs, both of which were earned for all three pitchers, as the Black Bears take game one of the series by a score of 6-3. The Black Bears having those six runs on eight hits despite giving up two errors. The Trenton Thunder, those three runs on just four hits. And as I mentioned, no hit worthy Trenton Thunder over the final five innings of play. Only one base runner, and that was the Ryan Velazquez walk that he conceded. The bullpen is going to have to be a huge part of the Black Bears' success over these next five games. And tonight, including this one as six, they did exactly that here in this one.
Yeah, it was real nice to see from the Black Bears. The bullpen in the beginning of the season, as many other things, were not very good. They get the reinforcements in, and they pick it up, of course, winning their 17th out of 21 tries tonight. But even with a couple of arms leaving, still getting the job done. And like I mentioned before, rumblings of a bullpen game or a possible bullpen game tomorrow. That's huge if you only have three pitchers go tonight. It was just a well-played game all around, and getting behind at home does not faze the Black Bears at all. And we've talked about it the last two series, the ability from the starting pitchers. Tonight it was Cook to bear down and keep the opponent at bay. Limiting the damage, even if it's not all your fault, is key. And the Black Bears offense will wake up and respond eventually, as they all usually do in the late, early to middle innings. And get the win once again. Five to go. You control your own destiny. Win out, and the title of the first half champion and host of the championship game is yours.
Absolutely. Once again, final score, West Virginia 6, Trenton 3. First pitch tomorrow scheduled at 6:35, meaning we'll be on the air here at 6:05 for the pregame show. Tomorrow's contest, seven innings here per MLB Draft League rules, and also Tuesday at the ballpark, meaning $2 off tickets and select food and drink items, as Black Bears take game one of the three-game set over the visiting Trenton Thunder. So that'll wrap things up here for the two of us at Mont County Ballpark. For my broadcast partner, Mike Seitz, for everyone here in the video production room at Mont County Ballpark, and a special shout-out to general manager of the West Virginia Black Bears, Leon Sonato.
Woo.
I am Drew Von Sayo, and we will be right back here tomorrow night at Mont County Ballpark for game two of three.